This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
John Hancock sitting in for Chris Ranji on this New Year's Eve. I'm Amy Mark Scores, and joining us now, well, we're honored to welcome in the mayor of St. Louis, Mayor Kara Spencer, for a little year in review here as she completes her first year in office. Mayor Spencer, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, I'm glad to be here this morning.
So we have been looking back at some of the top stories that St. Louis and Missouri faced in 2025. And of course, we talked about the tornado quite a bit. And I know we've talked with you about that. But just as you look back this year, is that perhaps the event that stands out most to you as you complete your first year in office?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, for St. Louisans and across Missouri, there have been so many important things, big things that have been on the forefront of people's minds this year. But for me, I mean, the tornado really did encompass a large part of my first year in office. And, you know, 2025 as a whole, I mean, we focused so much of our efforts on responding, addressing the needs of our community, and really pushing our federal government to be more engaged, more involved, and more present in the recovery of the tornado. I mean, it was the biggest weather event St. Louis has had in my lifetime, I guess maybe besides the big flood of 93. But the devastation here was just immense, and we're going to be working on that recovery for years to come. Of course, you know, when I started off, when I was first elected, my plan for my first year was really to build the team and really rebuild some of the systems to deliver high quality services to our residents. That was a big rallying cry in the campaign, of course. But it was really obvious to me as an alder person, as a resident of St. Louis, that we had got to modernize city government and deliver services to residents in a better way. And we haven't gotten too far off track on that. We've been building a great team. Of course, we're a little bit shy of where I'd like us to be because of focusing on that the tornado efforts. But we've also been rebuilding our systems as we go. And I'm really proud of the team we're putting together and the work we've done. And some of the hard choices we've had to make in order to better deliver some of those services to our residents this year.
Y'all filled a lot of potholes in 2025. Do you have a count?
Well, we did. You know, I don't have the count offhand. That first month we did a pothole blitz, of course, and that was really successful. And we've been doing a far better job of it. But some of the other things that we've been working on, you know, we ended alley recycling, and that was a choice that I went into understanding how emotionally involved people are in recycling, how much they care, and how much I care about the environment. I mean, it was a tough choice, but recognizing that it was a program that was quite frankly failing. And, you know, after a few months of really getting the drop sites in order, communicating that to the public, re-educating folks how to better, more consistently recycle, it was enormously gratifying that in the month of December, we were able to show that we were actually more successful that month in recycling than we were in December of 2024. And by that, I mean we recycled more tonnage. And that's because we were collecting the recycling at drop sites. There was very little contamination compared to, you know, overwhelming contamination in the alley recycling, which meant all of that material was rejected on site. We saved the city hundreds of thousands of dollars in recycling fees for rejected material, and we recycled more waste at the end of the day. So while that was a really tough decision and a really tough message to get out, and, you know, had some tough conversations in community about shifting that, it was successful in the end. And we are looking forward to continue to making some of those tough calls and working through the details and making sure folks are online. I mean, you know, we had a program that allowed our city resident, or excuse me, our city workers to have paid medical leave, which we knew was resulting in extra vacation time for many of our city workforce and really making it difficult for those who are showing up to work on a regular basis to do their work because so many of their colleagues were off on family medical leave. And making that big shift for city workers resulted in enormous increases in worker attendance and has enabled us to do the work that we need to do for our citizens in a far better manner across departments in the city of St. Louis.
You know, also we had early in this this winter a pretty big snowstorm. What was it, 10 inches of snow over the course of a day, and then another day that more snow added up. And my personal experience was as I was driving home from the studio, I probably went at the most crowded time as far as traffic goes, but I spent, you know, I was downtown on city roads and there were a lot of plows. The plows were out and they were working. How did you think the response was in the city to the snow? And what do you expect for any future snowstorms we may get?
You know, I think we did a great job. We brought in a new street director, Mr. James Jackson, and, you know, he has experience doing this work in cities across the United States, really coming in and operationalizing things like snow removal. I made it clear in our extensive interview process that was a very important component to the work that I expected him to do, and I think he did a great job. You know, we've been operationalizing a whole host of aspects of city government, and our response to winter weather is one that we've been focusing on for the last several months. And so we earlier this year implemented something called Code Blue. When weather events take place, we've brought in the National Weather Service to really drive what we're expecting as far as weather events and, you know, how we get the plows out, where we get them out, you know, tracking them is something that is we've really operationalized. We've put in checks and balances to make sure and accountability to make sure that we're actually getting the roads plowed, addressing trouble spots in real time, sending our leadership out, Mr. Jackson himself, along with our director of operations, Ben Johnson, and some other city staff, including our neighborhood stabilization team. We're out in real time checking on the roads, reporting back, especially those trouble spots or spots that had, you know, snow accumulation during the event, and getting crews out there to address them as we went. And that was enormously successful. And those are big shifts from the ways in which we've done snow removal in the past. The accountability measures themselves are so important to ensuring that we're not only getting the job done, we're getting it done well. And, you know, to no fault of drivers, sometimes areas get missed, you know, due to, you know, extra cold temps or bridges or other things, environmental issues can really play into whether or not a road stays clear. And so I'm enormously proud of the work our team did. I'm looking forward to making sure that if we get another snow event, and I'm sure we will, this is St. Louis, I'm sure we'll have more events this year and certainly in the next several years, that this operational approach is going to make us more successful in getting the snow off the streets.
We are visiting with St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer. You're a little over a month into your new job and when the tornado hit, and I'm sure much to your surprise as it was to ours, some of the alarm systems, the sirens were not functional. And the director has now been
repaired. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Placed, how are we in getting that system up to speed where it's going to sound the alert everywhere?
Yeah, to be honest, we knew our siren system was in need of repair and investment for years. And that's something that we were somewhat aware of. What was truly alarming, however, was the failure to push the button. I mean, that was just so it was just awful. As mayor, I take ownership for that. We made some shifts and changes. Most notably, we automated the process through which that button gets pushed, so it will never rely on a human being again. But you're right. On top of the button not getting pushed and the siren system not being activated at all, if it had been activated, many of the sirens were not functional. And we mobilized our team as quickly as possible to get those broken sirens operational. And I'm enormously proud to report that all but two are now operational. In fact, and we've got a plan to get those up and going here in the next couple weeks. I mean, tornado season as we know it is in the spring, but just this week, we had a tornado touchdown in Illinois. We had those high winds here in St. Louis. And, weather events are unpredictable in a lot of ways. And as we go into global warming and other things, we're seeing a lot more unpredictable weather take place. And St. Louis is experiencing that. And so we're doing everything we can to make sure that we are being able to alert the community. We're not just addressing the tornado sirens, though. We're also really better activating other ways in which we're communicating to the public, and that is our text message system, signing up for those alerts. Those tornado sirens are just designed to alert people who are outside at the time of the event, and we really want to make sure that we're getting folks signed up for other alerts for their phones and other more reliable ways to communicate with folks when they're inside their homes or inside a building, because we recognize that very few, a small percentage of the population is sitting outside when weather hits.
Mayor Spencer, I know the news cycle moves so fast, and it's almost at times hard to remember everything we've had to deal with in the past year or two. And I know a big story for a long time was the issue with 911 calls in the city of St. Louis and the shortage of dispatchers or people not able to get a hold of anyone, talk to anyone on 911. I know, even I think before you were mayor, you had talked about that issue as well. Where do we stand right now with 911 response time and dispatchers?
That's an area where we are focusing in 2026. We recognize that there's still a lot of work to do as we are building out the new 911 center. We've still got a small funding gap and making sure that we have all the funds aligned to be able to bring that new 911 center online. And that is a priority for the beginning of 2026. Our 911 response time has improved. But more importantly, we recognize a lot more work is needed there, and we're here for it in 2026. That is one of the big priorities for this coming spring.
What are you doing for New Year's?
We have a vigil every year that recognizes victims lost to gun violence, mothers advocating for safe streets. There's a candlelight service tonight on Union Boulevard at Williams Temple Church of God in Christ. And I'll be attending that early this evening to show solidarity, in particular with mothers who've lost their children to gun violence. The end of the year is always an important time to recognize our lives lost to violence here. And that's what I'll be doing on the early side of things. As we go into the evening, I have a teenage son. I'll be making sure that he's safe through the night.
Yeah.
maybe enjoying a glass of champagne.
What are you whipping up? What kind of food are you whipping up over there?
What kind of food am I whipping up?
Yeah.
You know,
He's asked everybody about their food tonight, Mayor.
Oh, you know what? I haven't fully decided yet, but I enjoyed a Guinness last night at McGurk's and discovered that they have brought French fries back online. And while I didn't have some last night, I did make a pledge to myself that I'm going to get some French fries at McGurk's.
French fries are hard to beat. French fries are hard to beat.
French fries are hard to beat, and look, I love the burgers over at McGurk's, but I'm a big fan of French fries with my burger instead of those chips. So I'll be going back soon.
I love it. I've always said, like, instead of a bar crawl, I'd want to do a French fry crawl, where you go to all the great French fry places the city. Wouldn't that would be fun? So
that would be great. I do love a good French fry.
Mayor Kara Spencer, thank you so much for joining us today on this New Year's Eve and looking back at the past year. And we look forward to talking to you often this year in 2026.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation here this morning.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That is Mayor Kara Spencer joining us here.
Yeah, you know, French fries get you thinking. You know, we're named after King Louis the whichever. I think he's the originator of the French fry.
I feel like that's not true.
We'll have to look that up.
I feel like that's not at all true.
What was it? Louis the Ninth, wasn't it? That St. Louis is named for?
I think so. Well, we're going to look that up. He's John Hancock. I'm Amy Marks-Scores.
Try those things up, man.
We want to hear from you.
That was amazing.
The Chris and Amy Show, 314-436-7900.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.